Bob, I think that's something you share in common, and maybe it's not a coincidence that a David Halberstam, one of the great historians of this culture, is so fascinated by sports as well.
Well, sports can often be, if you don't overdo it, can often provide a window into what's going on in the larger culture, and sometimes sports figures or events in sports take on some significance that transcends that day's scoreboard. You got to be selective about that. Not everything fits into that category, but some things do. And no matter what we do, what we cover, I think it's myopic to look at it as having its meaning only based on what's happening right now, or the only thing that matters is what's happening right now. We live in a youth-oriented culture, and some of that is understandable. But we glorify youth to the point where anything that happened less than 5 minutes ago or more than 5 minutes ago is somehow viewed as irrelevant or old-fashioned or whatever. But where does the context come from if it doesn't come from some appreciation of what's preceded it and some perspective that comes with having seen something over the course of time as opposed to just being confronted with things for the first time? So, I mean, this seems to me to be obvious that without some appreciation of history, without some kind of perspective, how can you evaluate anything? If it's just something as relatively insignificant as sports, what do performances mean if you don't have benchmarks and if you don't have some sense of history and you don't have some records to compare them to? That's why the steroid crisis in baseball was so significant, because the records and the history of baseball matter more than other sports. They matter in all sports, but they matter most in baseball. And that's really at the heart of the steroid controversy, because it poisoned the record book.